Now, we're going to turn our attention next to UK pensions. Now, this is a question that pops up from time to time on our citizens' information slot. But the reason we're talking about these today is that a new service has been launched to help people here in Ireland who might be entitled to a UK pension to claim it. And there is a little bit of urgency on this, and my next guest will explain to you why. He is John Ring, who is head of operations at the Galway-based company Extra Pension. John, you're very welcome.
Hi Deirdre, how's it going?
Good, lovely to talk to you. First of all, we should just say by way of background to this that literally thousands of Irish people right down through the decades have at one point or other worked in the UK. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We estimate there's about 500,000 people in Ireland who are eligible for the current opportunity with the UK state pension, made up of a couple of 100,000 British expats who are here, and as well as, of course, you know, the hundreds of thousands of Irish who went over there to the UK in the 80s and the 90s, like I did, and various others as well, I'm sure, you know.
And you went over there yourself and worked for a period of time.
I did. I ended up working for Enterprise Ireland for my troubles when they started off about 25 years back. Yeah. So
happy memories.
yeah, it was good. It was nice just to work over there. But I know I'm glad to be back, you know.
So if you did work in the UK for any period of time, you will at some point be entitled to claim a pension. Is that correct?
The UK state pension basically has two separate parts of it, which can be quite confusing. And in fact, the whole topic of pensions in general is very confusing for most people. So, I mean, we try to make this as simple as possible. So, generally speaking, if you worked in the UK for as little as 1 year, then you will be entitled to a UK state pension. For each year that you work there, it's essentially worth about €400 in an annual pension. So if you work there for a single year, that would be worth about €400. If you work there for two years, that would be worth €800, and so on, all the way up to 35 years, which is the maximum, which is worth just under €14,000 each and every year from state pension age, which is approximately 66 to 68, depending on your date of birth. So for people who were over there for one year, then in order to qualify to get that, even just that little €400 a year, you need to have 9 additional years here in Ireland paying your PRSI here in Ireland to get you to a 10 year threshold. So it's a little bit confusing. So, you know, if you're over there for two years, then 8 years of work afterwards here in Ireland or Europe will qualify you for €800 based on your two years in the UK, for example.
Okay, and are most people savvy about this, John? Do they know about it and are they claiming it?
No, they don't. So, you know, in terms of claiming your UK state pension, the official guidance is that you must claim, and this is even for people in the UK, you must claim your UK state pension. But what's confusing is that in certain cases, revenue in the UK talks to revenue here in Ireland, and they pay people some money in their UK pension, and people then assume that that's how it works for everybody else. But it's not. For the vast majority of people, they do not get anything automatically and they need to claim it, which is a relatively straightforward process if you could get through on the phone lines to the International Pension Centre in Newcastle in England, but they just happen to be swamped at the moment. So, you know, in terms of your question, do people know much about this? The short answer is no, and very few people know the next part, which is the real opportunity, I suppose, which I'm talking to you about, which is as follows. So, if you worked for just 1 year in the UK at any time, even as far back as the 70s or 80s and that, and then you left the UK to work in Ireland or another country, there's an opportunity now from revenue in the UK that for every €1 that you choose to pay them now, they will give you back 40 euros in a UK state pension over a 20-year period in your retirement.
God, that's a good deal.
That's phenomenal. And the main problem with this is that everyone thinks it's a scam because it sounds too good to be true. But if you look at, you know, the financial journalists in the Financial Times, the Washington Post, Sydney Morning Herald, the Irish Times, they've all written about this, and none of the journalists can believe that this thing is actually real. And it is.
And what's in it for the UK government, John? I mean, it sounds like they're being uncharacteristically generous with this.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've tried to figure out and to understand why exactly they offer this. And the main reason is that the UK state pension system changed in 2016. And it changed from what they had previously to the new state pension system in the UK. And at that time, because people's circumstances were different, what they said was, look, we're going to let people go all the way back 10 years to 2006 and let them fill in gaps in their national insurance record, because people may have gone traveling, they may have taken the time off work, so there might have been periods in people's lives where they have not paid their national insurance. So the UK, you know, the Treasury and the revenue in the UK said, look, you know, we're going to let people go back to 10 years and fill in as many gaps as possible. And that really has kept going up until now. So the current opportunity has been extended twice already. So really, this is, you know, I don't think that people are going to get another chance to be able to go back and fill in their national insurance years, which we can buy here in Ireland in the majority for €200 per year, and people in the UK have to typically pay €1,000 for the exact same thing. So we're getting it at about a fifth of what people in the UK are paying.
I'm gathering, you know, this opportunity isn't going to last forever, though.
Correct. So as I said, I mean, they've extended it twice already. So the current payment deadline is next April, so April of 25, but it's taken up to 10 months to apply for permission from Revenue in the UK to be able to pay them. So you can't just go down to AIB or Bank of Ireland and pay them this money directly. You have to ask them first, and that involves an application, which is where companies like us come in to play, basically. So once your application is done, and it's a relatively straightforward process, then that goes off to HMRC, and then they come back, as I said, in typically 9-10 month time. They're currently processing applications from pretty much Paddy's Day of last year at the moment, so that's how far behind they are. And when they come back, then at that point they'll say, yes, you can pay us for 18 past years, typically at €200 per year, and that's a lump sum that you can choose to pay. I mean, you don't have to pay all of it, but that then will massively increase your UK state pension then.
We're getting flooded with questions for you, John.
Great.
Which I'm not surprised. But a comment from one person says, I'm listening to you talking about UK pensions, but all that happens is that Revenue or Social here will reduce your cut and you'll be no better off.
No, that's not true. If you look at the citizens kind of information at the website there, what happens is, again, you are eligible for multiple state pensions. This is all around the topic of social insurance, and because of bilateral agreements that the UK has with the EU, the US, and various other countries. If you're on a means tested non-contributory Irish state pension, then yes, that can be reduced if you get your UK state pension. But if you've been working here for the last 10-20 years and you've been paying your PRSI here in Ireland, then you're going to get the standard contributory Irish state pension, and no, it does not impact on that at all.
A listener just rang up, John, and says he worked in Scotland for 8 years and paid into a pension for a while there, but opted out of it after a while. He's wondering, should he make a claim, as his employer would have contributed also?
Yes, so that is quite a complex process called contracting out, it sounds like. So in terms of that particular caller, so he may not have his 8 full years of national insurance, he may only have 4 or 5 years of national insurance paid. So that means, so let's say that he had four years of national insurance standard paid, then that would entitle him to €1,600 each and every year from the age of 67, approximately, as things stand. But his opportunity now would be, if he wanted to pay for 18 past years, he could do that, presuming that he's been working in Ireland since. And that would cost him approximately €3,500 once off, paid straight to revenue in the UK. And if you take his original 4 years, plus those 18 past years, that's 22 years. And now, for the sake of that €3,500 once-off payment, he'd now be getting over €8,000 each and every year in his UK state pension. So he'd be, so you know, he'd pay €3,500 once, and he'd be getting €8,000 each and every year for as long as he lives, in addition to his Irish state pension.
When he retires.
When he retires, yes.
Yeah. A listener says they worked in the UK between 1967 and 1970, a period of 4 years in total, and he's wondering, would he have any entitlement to a pension?
He probably would, and the best thing to do is to call the International Pension Centre in the UK. Now, it can take at least an hour to get through, and you might have to do it a few times. They're just swamped at the moment. The number for them in Newcastle and England is 0044 191 218 7777. So that's where that person should get in touch with. The big opportunity, as I said, of buying these extra years, which are very cheap for most people in Ireland, that only applies to men born after April of 1951 or women born after April of 1953. That's because that's the qualification, the criteria for the new state pension. For the old state pension, which your caller there, I suspect, was probably on, then they would need to get in touch with that number I just said there. But it's likely that they would still be entitled to some pension, but they need to claim it. It's not just going to come in to their bank account, and it will be small, I suspect.
Yeah, this is the thing, because they're not going to seek you out and tell you, knock on the door and say, hey, here's a cheque. You're going to have to chase it up yourself. A couple of people are wanting to know, what do you mean when you refer to national insurance, John? Because that's not something we have here.
It's the same as the PRSI here. The UK equivalent is simply called a different name, and it's called national insurance in the UK.
Okay. Here's an interesting question. A lady whose late husband worked in the UK for a number of years, he passed away a year and a half ago, never made a claim for anything in the UK, but she's wondering, would she be entitled to anything as his widow?
Okay, yeah. No, I'm sorry to hear that. In general, no, because they're resident here in Ireland. If she was over in the UK, the situation would be different, and she may be entitled to some form of pension after her husband's passing. But because they're resident here in Ireland, no is typically the answer.
Okay, a listener says, gosh, I'm astounded at the number of questions that are coming in for you, John. It just goes to show. Another listener says, I worked from 1983 to 1996, I presume they mean in the UK, and they're wondering, would they be entitled to the extra years?
Again, a lot of the media kind of online and a lot of the mentions online say that you need a minimum of three years of work in the UK. You actually don't. You actually only need 1 year of work in the UK, provided that that was immediately followed by two extra years of work in Ireland or Europe or the US. Ireland or Europe only, there in that case. So that caller has three years of work in the UK, so that's great. So as things stand, they would be typically entitled to a pension of €1,200 approximately from state pension age of about 67. And then presuming that they've been working here in Ireland from 2006 onwards, that's the cut-off point that revenue in the UK use, then yes, then they would certainly would be entitled to apply to be able to buy those years back. And then once the answer comes back, they make a payment directly through to revenue, and that's it then, and that's built up. And then you can also pay your years going forward as well. So again, once you've applied and revenue have come back and said yes, you can you're entitled to do this. You can also pay typically about 200 euros per year going forward as well, on a once-off, in order to build up to the maximum, which is 35 years of national insurance contributions, which entitles you then to the full state pension of just less than 14,000, as I said, from April. There's a number I'll give you out as well. It's our WhatsApp number as well, so if people have any questions or if they want to send through, it's 0899 799 766. So 0899 799 766, and we also have a free estimate tool on the website to let people see it pretty instantly in terms of what they're entitled to based on their time that they were over in the UK and their age as well, and when they left the UK. So it uses a couple of very basic questions to give you a comprehensive estimate in terms of what your entitlement is, because some people, depending on their age, are not able to reach the maximum amount, but the majority are able to get pretty close to it.
Okay, so how can people contact you, John? Because I'm sure you'll have a wealth of information from them, and we're getting inundated with questions, but we don't have time, unfortunately, to come to any more.
Yeah, grand. So look, just go on to our website there. It's extrapension.com. Extra is spelled X-T-R-A. Or just, so like I said, I mean, if you do the am I eligible check on there, you'll get a free estimate, and one of our team here will be in touch. Or alternatively, then, if you just want to WhatsApp us, the 0899 799 766, and we'll do our best to answer you, you know, kind of over the next day or three, because we're pretty busy at the moment.
I can well imagine. Listen, John, it's a very interesting subject, and as I said, given the level of immigration from here to the UK over the years, it really does affect an awful lot of people. So thank you so much for telling us about that.
Brilliant. Great. Thank you, appreciate it.
Take care, bye-bye.